Foundation and Earth by Isaac Asimov. Copyright 1986 by Nightfall Incorporated. Narrated by James DeLotel.
This book was originally created for audio cassette playback. Any announcements concerning cassettes do not apply to this recording. This version contains markers allowing direct access to major portions of the book.
Annotation. Foundation Councilman Golan Trevise, accompanied by historian Janoff Pellerat and the beautiful Gaian woman Bliss, sets out on a perilous galactic odyssey in search of Earth, the long-lost planet of man's origin. He feels that only by clearing up the mystery of the legend-shrouded Earth can he justify the awesome and painful decision he must make about the future of man in the galaxy. Sequel to Foundation's Edge, RC-18682. Some Descriptions of Sex, bestseller, 1986. From the book jacket. Foundation, Foundation and Empire, Second Foundation, Foundation's Edge. It is a universal phenomenon, forged from the singular imagination of SF master Isaac Asimov and critically revered around the world. The Foundation series is the most widely read science fiction work of all time. Now, in a landmark publishing event, the monumental saga continues with Foundation and Earth, the fifth and most thrilling novel yet. Barely a millisecond has passed since the close of Foundation's Edge, and Golan Trevise, former councilman of the First Foundation, finds himself entrusted with an awesome task, to determine the very future of galactic development. Rejecting the anarchy of a galactic empire built on the technology of the First Foundation, as well as that of an empire based on the mentalics of the Second Foundation, Trevise chooses Gaia. The planet Gaia is a superorganism, a psychic confederation of peoples that finds its strength in mental unity. And, merged with mankind, it will metamorphose into a supra-superorganism dedicated to the common good, a world Trevise calls Galaxia. But what instinctive force has led Trevise to this extraordinary concept? Does it perhaps lie deep within the ancient history of another great world known as Earth? Trevise is compelled to learn the answer, discovering that all reference to Earth is mysteriously missing from the galactic library at Trantor. He sets out in search of the lost planet, and as he and his companions, historian Janoff Pellerat and the beautiful Gaian woman Bliss, travel from one forbidden world to the next, they face a daring and danger-filled odyssey that will decide the fate of the Empire and humanity itself. About the author. Isaac Asimov has written over 340 books on a myriad of subjects. He has been called the Balzac of science and science fiction, Publishers Weekly, and is perhaps the best known and certainly the best loved of all SF authors. His wit, wisdom, and sense of wonder, Washington Post, have resulted in over 10 million copies of his works sold worldwide. His Foundation trilogy was awarded a Hugo as best all-time science fiction series, and Foundation's Edge, the fourth entry in the series, also won a Hugo for Best Science Fiction Novel of 1982. Dr. Asimov lives in New York City. Other books by Isaac Asimov. The Best Science Fiction of Isaac Asimov, 1986. The Best Mysteries of Isaac Asimov, 1986. The Alternate Asimovs, 1986. Norby and the Invaders, 1985, with Janet Asimov. Robots and Empire, 1985. The Disappearing Man and Other Mysteries, 1985. Norby and the Lost Princess, 1985, with Janet Asimov. Banquets of the Black Widowers, 1984. Norby's Other Secret, 1984, with Janet Asimov. The Robots of Dawn, 1983. Norby, the Mixed-Up Robot, 1983, with Janet Asimov. The Union Club Mysteries, 1983. The Winds of Change and Other Stories, 1983. The Complete Robot, 1982. The Casebook of the Black Widowers, 1980. The Key Word and Other Mysteries, 1977. More Tales of the Black Widowers, 1976. The Bicentennial Man and Other Stories, 1976. Murder at the ABA, 1976. The Heavenly Host, 1975. By Jupiter and Other Stories, 1975. Tales of the Black Widowers, 1974. Have You Seen These? 1974. The Best of Isaac Asimov, 1973. The Early Asimov, 1972. The Gods Themselves, 1972. Nightfall and Other Stories, 1969. Asimov's Mysteries, 1968. Through a Glass Clearly, 1967. Fantastic Voyage, 1966. The Rest of the Robots, 1964. Nine Tomorrows, 1959. The Death Dealers, A Whiff of Death, 1958. Lucky Star and the Rings of Saturn, 1958. Earth is Room Enough, 1957. Lucky Star and the Moons of Jupiter, 1957. The Naked Sun, 1957. Lucky Star and the Big Sun of Mercury, 1956. The End of Eternity, 1955. The Martian Way and Other Stories, 1955. Lucky Star and the Oceans of Venus, 1954. The Caves of Steel, 1954. Lucky Star and the Pirates of the Asteroids, 1953. The Currents of Space, 1952. David Starr, Space Ranger, 1952. The Stars Like Dust, 1951. I, Robot, 1950. Pebble in the Sky, 1950. Dedication. To the Memory of Judy Lynn Del Rey, 1943 to 1986, A Giant in Mind and Spirit. The Story Behind the Foundation. On August 1, 1941, when I was a lad of 21, I was a graduate student in chemistry at Columbia University and had been writing science fiction professionally for 3 years. I was hastening to see John Campbell, editor of Astounding, to whom I had sold 5 stories by then. I was anxious to tell him a new idea I had for a science fiction story. It was to write a historical novel of the future, to tell the story of the fall of the Galactic Empire. My enthusiasm must have been catching, for Campbell grew as excited as I was. He didn't want me to write a single story. He wanted a series of stories in which the full history of the 1,000 years of turmoil between the fall of the First Galactic Empire and the rise of the Second Galactic Empire was to be outlined. It would all be illuminated by the science of psychohistory that Campbell and I thrashed out between us. The first story appeared in the May 1942 Astounding, and the second story appeared in the June 1942 issue. They were at once popular, and Campbell saw to it that I wrote 6 more stories before the end of the decade. The stories grew longer, too. The first one was only 12,000 words long. 2 of the last 3 stories were 50,000 words apiece. By the time the decade was over, I had grown tired of the series, dropped it, and went on to other things. By then, however, various publishing houses were beginning to put out hardcover science fiction books. One such house was a small semi-professional firm, Gnome Press. They published my Foundation series in 3 volumes, Foundation, 1951, Foundation and Empire, 1952, and Second Foundation, 1953. The 3 books together came to be known as the Foundation Trilogy. The books did not do very well, for Gnome Press did not have the capital with which to advertise and promote them. I got neither statements nor royalties from them. In early 1961, my then-editor at Doubleday, Timothy Selds, told me he had received a request from a foreign publisher to reprint the Foundation books. Since they were not Doubleday books, he passed the request on to me. I shrugged my shoulders. Not interested, Tim. I don't get royalties on those books. Selds was horrified and instantly set about getting the rights to the books from Nome Press, which was by that time moribund, and in August of that year, the books, along with iRobot, became Doubleday property. From that moment on, the Foundation series took off and began to earn increasing royalties. Doubleday published the trilogy in a single volume and distributed them through the Science Fiction Book Club. Because of that, the Foundation series became enormously well-known. In the 1966 World Science Fiction Convention, held in Cleveland, the fans were asked to vote on a category of the best all-time series. It was the first time, and so far the last, the category had been included in the nominations for the Hugo Award. The Foundation trilogy won the award, which further added to the popularity of the series. Increasingly, fans kept asking me to continue the series. I was polite, but I kept refusing. Still, it fascinated me that people who had not yet been born when the series was begun had managed to become caught up in it. Doubleday, however, took the demands far more seriously than I did. They had humored me for 20 years, but as the demands kept growing in intensity and number, they finally lost patience. In 1981, they told me that I simply had to write another Foundation novel, and in order to sugarcoat the demand, offered me a contract at 10 times my usual advance. Nervously, I agreed. It had been 32 years since I had written a Foundation story, and now I was instructed to write one 140,000 words long, twice that of any of the earlier volumes, and nearly 3 times as long as any previous individual story. I reread the Foundation trilogy, and, taking a deep breath, dived into the task. The fourth book of the series, Foundation's Edge, was published in October 1982, and then a very strange thing happened. It appeared in the New York Times bestseller list at once. In fact, it stayed on that list for 25 weeks, much to my utter astonishment. Nothing like that had ever happened to me. Doubleday at once signed me up to do additional novels, and I wrote 2 that were part of another series, the Robot novels. And then it was time to return to the Foundation. So I wrote Foundation and Earth, which begins at the very moment that Foundation's Edge ends, and that is the book you now hold. It might help if you glanced over Foundation's Edge, just to refresh your memory, but you don't have to. Foundation and Earth stands by itself. I hope you enjoy it. Isaac Asimov, New York City, 1986. Table of Contents. Part 1. Gaia. Chapter 1. The Search Begins. Side 1. Chapter 2. Toward Camporeolan. Side 1. Part 2. Camporeolan. Chapter 3. At the Entry Station. Side 2. Chapter 4. On Camporeolan. Side 2. Chapter 5. Struggle for the Ship. Side 3. Chapter 6. The Nature of Earth. Side 3. Chapter 7. Leaving Camporeolan. Side 4. Part 3. Aurora. Chapter 8. Forbidden World. Side 4. Chapter 9. Facing the Pack. Side 5. Part 4. Solaria. Chapter 10. Robots. Side 5. Chapter 11. Underground. Side 6. Chapter 12. To the Surface. Side 6. Part 5. Melpomenia. Chapter 13. Away from Solaria. Side 7. Chapter 14. Dead Planet. Side 7. Chapter 15. Moss. Side 8. Part 6. Alpha. Chapter 16. The Center of the Worlds. Side 8. Chapter 17. New Earth. Side 9. Chapter 18. The Music Festival. Side 9. Part 7. Earth. Chapter 19. Radioactive. Side 10. Chapter 20. The Nearby World. Side 10. Chapter 21. The Search Ends. Side 11.